We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Into the fourth and final hour of the show for Thursday. John Grayson here with you. Jamie Monticelli is dutifully standing by in the wings here on the show today. Her voice has been giving her a little bit of trouble, so we're letting her rest it as much as possible. But as we keep saying, try and keep her away from a microphone. It just doesn't happen. So she's nodding now. Good for you for not saying anything. Just nod. It's all good. A couple of things to kick off the hour with. Number one, we found out who you never want to have on your team if you're playing the dozens. If you're not familiar with that parlance, playing the dozens is an insult game. There are some people in this world who are good at that, who are good at being able to, on the fly, come up with a great, witty comeback. Most of us, I think, are in that camp where when somebody says something insulting, we get mad, and then, like, an hour later, we think about, oh, I know what I should have said. But there are people who can do that, like, at the drop of a hat. And it's a skill. It takes some developing. But not everybody has the innate ability to even step into the ring. And, you know, when you're playing the dozens, one of those people is apparently the founder of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, Matt Schlapp. This is only political at second hand. He just happened to be the guy who did it, because we were all talking about this earlier this week when Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, decided to, for no reason whatsoever, take a shot, a hard shot at Kansas. If you missed it, he was giving a press conference about some effort or another to make New York better, because he's, you know, kind of not having the best time of it as mayor of New York. And he only just been there for about a year. So he was trying to turn the tables, and he was making the case that New York is still great. New York is still that icon. And he said, we have a brand. I mean, you go to Kansas, they don't have a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand. I mean, everybody knows what New York is. What do you say about Kansas? Okay, you're from Kansas. And they had this big kind of laugh about it. And it kind of fell flat on its own. We didn't even need to clap back at Eric Adams, because even the laughter behind him was sort of half-hearted and the mayor said a funny thing. So for whatever reason, Matt Schlapp decided, okay, I'm going to take up the mantle here, because he's a Kansas guy. So he says, I'm going to take up the mantle and show them, and put out on Twitter, oh yeah? Well, in Kansas, we go in the toilet. Those crickets you hear in your brain right now are evidence of what everybody else's response was to Matt Schlapp. I don't know exactly what he was trying to get across with that. I don't know if people in New York, or specifically in New York City, are famous for maybe peeing on the seat. I don't know what he meant, but yeah, I don't think we're going to be putting that on the signs anytime soon, Matt. Nice try, but I can't envision in my head a sign that says, welcome to Kansas, we pee in the toilet. And just think about it next time. And the worst part about that, by the way, is that that was a tweet. So it's not like somebody stuck a microphone in his face and said, what do you think about what Eric Adams said about Kansas? And he had to come up with something on the fly. He sat there in front of his keyboard looking at the screen going,
What am I going to say? How am I going to get back at Eric Adams? I've got it. We pee in the toilet around here, buddy. Ha ha.
So, yeah, well done. Just please, Eric, don't talk anymore. Please, just don't speak for us. We're going to be fine. Now, that leads me to this in no way that makes any sense whatsoever, but just go with me. We talked, and Jamie, you'll remember this, about Corn Kid not that long ago when he was made the official corn ambassador for the state of Iowa. And if you miss this, Corn Kid he's a 7-year-old kid. And somebody, you know, was just doing one of these state fair kind of walk around with a microphone and a camera and interview people. So they came upon this adorable little 7-year-old kid, and he was eating this giant corn on a stick. And they asked him why he likes corn, and what he said and the way that he said it. And he was so enthusiastic about his love for corn that it got passed around. The video went viral and it was made into a song. I actually have about 25 seconds worth of the song. Let's go ahead and play this.
What do you like about corn?
It's cold! A big lump of knobs, it has the juice. It has the juice. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's cold! I can tell you all about it. I mean, look at this thing. When I try to get out of anything, change.
It's just like awesome. Everybody loves Corn Kid. So he got that job as corn ambassador, and everybody was having a lot of fun with this, and it was like any other internet thing. It just sort of came and went. But I didn't find out until this morning that there had been a death rumor about Corn Kid that had been making the rounds, that he had been killed in a drive-by.
Wow, that's dramatic.
Yeah, right? So I've never understood death rumors at all. I mean, they happen all the time. Yes, we know. And yeah, we know that if you spend any time at all online, especially on social media, you're going to see these things pop up where it's like, ooh, did you hear Britney Spears died? No, Britney Spears is fine. Same thing with Corn Kid. He was enough of a phenomenon. And I guess they felt like it was probably safe territory because nobody knows, you know, who he is outside of this one video. Nobody really knows anything about him, his last name or where he lives or any of that stuff, unless you really followed the story. So how are you going to verify? And so the death rumor came out, and now MSN did the due diligence on this one and said no. I'm sorry. It was not them. It was who was this? HITC. I don't know who they are, but they found out that this rumor was circulating. So they went out and did the legwork and said, no, he's fine. He lives in New York. He's a 7-year-old kid. He's happy and healthy, just like every other 7-year-old kid in New York. No, the death rumors are not true. I still don't get it. Why is this a thing?
Well, so when Coolio, when that news came out yesterday,
yeah,
because we get in trouble if you're not sure. I waited until 10 other sources had it before I was doing anything on social media about it for that reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same here. And, I mean, you mentioned it earlier on in the show. TMZ had it first, but they always have it first.
Right.
They must know every agent in Hollywood and have them on speed dial and just call them constantly and go, anybody die today that we need to know about? Because they're almost never wrong. But you're right. I did the same thing. Saw them report it. And then saw not only somebody else report it, but somebody else reported it who didn't tie it back to TMZ.
Which is one of the things we teach. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like if they say TMZ is reporting, well, that means they don't have any independent information that tells them it's true.
Right.
But saw it from a couple of different places and went, oh, yeah. That, I mean, sad and shocking as that is, Coolio, it looks like, really is dead at 59, which he was. But somebody's going to have to explain to me the compulsion of, let's pretend somebody's dead. And it's not new. We're going to see, again, how much that generational shift splits between the two of us. Because on our thread this morning, when I put this up, I went, oh, yeah, a Mikey from Life Cereal for a new generation. Did that mean anything to you?
Yes, I knew who that was.
Okay, yeah. You do know that. Do you know about the death rumor?
No.
Oh,
I just
know
I know who the kid is.
That was these commercials, again, mid-70s were when they started. And I think they went on through like the early 80s with this kid, Mikey, who was, you know, they were making the case that he doesn't like anything, but they gave him Life cereal and he liked it. So it must be good because Mikey likes it. and got incredibly popular. And within a year, the rumor was, because two things happened at the same time. That commercial campaign ended, and a candy called Pop Rocks became really popular. So the rumor started that Mikey from Life Cereal ate a bunch of Pop Rocks and drank a Coke, and his stomach exploded, and he died. Wow. None of that is true. The kid who played Mikey on the Life Cereal commercials, in fact, is still alive. But that rumor was so pervasive that they took Pop Rocks off the market. For 10 years. And that's why.
Wow. Yes. That's what did it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
As a matter of fact, a very good friend of mine was the photographer when they decided, because Pop Rocks were gone from 1977 to 1987. And the guy that did the photo shoot for Pop Rocks when they were going to do the relaunch is a guy that I've known forever, since I was a little kid. And he was the one who told me, yeah, they approached him and they told him the whole story about, you know, why they were taken down off the market in the first place. And it's because nobody was buying them after the Mikey thing really caught on. So, you know, thankfully, in this case, again, it's as false. But now we have the ability to kind of trash those things, you know, as soon as they come around. All it takes is for somebody to find that guy and go, nope, still here, still alive. Thanks very much.
You lost me because now I'm learning all about Pop Rocks. Okay. Now I'm curious about the Pop Rocks stuff.
Hey, very good. Well, you keep on that. And if you want to get in and do some talking, 913-586-7798. Was there a death rumor like that you fell victim to and started spreading it around before you found out, oh, no, it's fake? Or is there one in particular that you remember gaining steam to the point like with Mikey the Life Cereal Kid, where everybody believed it? And there was really no way to check because he wasn't famous. He wasn't a star. He wasn't going to show up in anything next week. And in fact, I don't think he ever did any acting after the Life Cereal commercials. So it was there one that caught on that you can still remember? Oh, yeah, I remember the time when the rumor was that this person or that person had died. And what do you think is behind the reason why people spread this stuff in the first place? Because it's obvious that they either don't know and just made it up out of whole cloth and said, let's see who I can convince to believe this. Or maybe they heard it from somebody and decided, oh, well, it must be true. I trust that person, and go spreading it around that way. 913-586-7798. We'll do some more talking coming up. Grab a telephone line. Get in here on this Thursday afternoon on 98.1 KMBZ. As we continue on through this Thursday afternoon, John Grayson and Jamie Monticelli here with you. Jamie, kind of sitting in the side seat today, as her voice has been just a little bit ragged. But have you ever been taken in by one of these, Jamie, by a death rumor?
Not that comes to mind. Not that immediately jumps to mind. No,
because I know you. Well, you do what we've all been trained to do. Check.
Right? I'm just so skeptical.
Right, as soon as they come
of
up,
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. If you want to jump in, 913-586-7798, and you know, Colin, we've got some phones ringing now, but one came in off the text line, and Colin was asking a little bit about it. We've got some audio to play on this one as well, and I don't know why this one didn't pop into my head first, being as big a fan as I am, but Paul McCartney, that may have been... In fact, if there was an earlier one, I certainly can't put my finger on it. If you know of one that would predate that, then by all means. But the McCartney thing happened while the Beatles were still a going concern. So this probably goes back to 66, I guess, or 67. And there's all kinds of supposed clues to Paul having been killed in a car crash. There's a bunch of stuff on Sgt. Pepper and Abbey Road and the White Album and all of that was supposed to be the Beatles dropping hints that he had been killed in a car crash and replaced with a lookalike in the Beatles. One of the first ones that came up, and this is the audio on it, was a radio station sometime in that neighborhood in the mid-60s got a phone call, and I want to say it was a station in Chicago. They got a phone call from a listener who advised them to listen to the very end of Strawberry Fields Forever and turn the volume way up at the end. What happens in that song is that it kind of fades out, and it fades out to gone. Then it fades back in and fades out again. But it's what happens in that second fade in that matters. And here's what it is. Listen closely. We'll play this for you as loudly as we can. but this is what it sounds like on the record. So you hear the drums and you hear a voice there kind of in the background. And the rumor was that that was John Lennon's voice, which it is, saying, "I buried Paul." Let me play it again. And it's real low. It's way in the back of the mix, so it's hard to hear. When asked about it, John said, "No, what I said was cranberry sauce." So I, with the accent, maybe, but it's real hard to hear one way or the other. And there are all kinds of things on the, let me see if I can go through as many of these as I can. On Sergeant Pepper, the accident was supposed to have taken place on Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock. And if you turn the Sergeant Pepper album over, it has all of the lyrics printed on the back of the album. And sure enough, George is pointing to that line in "She's Leaving Home." So that was part of it. There's a bunch of audio that, you know, backwards masking and stuff on Revolution 9, which is on the White Album. There's a piece of that where if you play it backwards, you hear a car going by, squealing tires, and then fire. So that's fun. But I mean, Colin, you even knew about the Paul is Dead rumors, at least a little bit of it.
So I knew about the Abbey Road poster.
Yeah. On the reverse, yeah, of the album, where it's supposed to be them walking to Paul's funeral.
Yeah, and there was something about like him holding a cigarette
in
and
his
not
right
wearing
hand.
Shoes
right.
in one of them. And then there's like another poster where he is wearing shoes and he's not holding the cigarette. The poster I have of it, he is holding the cigarette and not wearing the shoes.
Yes, and that is the picture that's on the album. On the back of the album, the deal was that I think John was supposed to be the... Boy, one of them was supposed to be the Undertaker. One of them was George was the gravedigger. Paul, of course, was the corpse. And one of them was the minister. And that's kind of how they were dressed. But the deal is that Paul was holding the cigarette in his right hand. He is famously left-handed. And the deal with not wearing shoes is that his corpses were supposedly buried barefoot. Because why would you need to be buried with your shoes on? We'll go to Jim in Topeka and find out what he's got on this. Hey, Jim.
Well, going back to when I was a child, we used to get the Mark Twain story of the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
That's right.
And every time that I ever come up on one of these death stories, I always take it over. Now, just a minute here. Are they trying to make an issue of and bring themselves back into importance, or is this really true? So I have been a very, very staunch skeptic of these death deals for a long time.
Oh, so you think it might be a publicity stunt?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Jim, I'll tell you. Yeah. Listen, the old adage is there is no such thing as bad publicity. So if a death, if you've been gone from the scene for a little while, if you were famous and then not so much, and you float a death rumor, and then you come out 3 days later and go, "No, it's me. I'm here. I'm still here." Yeah, at least it'll get people interested in your story again. All right. How about Leroy in Grandview? Hey, Leroy.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
All right. So it's getting in here. So I'll place the setting here. So it's about 200 Marines, a company of Marines, and we're about to go into Iraq. It's like in February or early March, so 2020 or 2003. So we're all staged. And we got hit with rumors that J-Lo had died in a car crash.
Oh, no.
Best believe, you know, Maxim and FMH or whatever those magazines were. I mean, those were our magazine times. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
We were really close to these singing celebrities or whatever. But we heard rumors that J-Lo died, and that crushed us. Then a little bit later, right before we went in, we got rumors that Sofia Vergara died. And there were a few more, you know, I think like Vin Diesel or something. But eventually we got word to the wise and we were like, come on, okay, we got to stop believing this nonsense. But the first two, for sure, those two ladies, well, those were like, no way, unbelievable. Totally fell for it. 200 Marines, totally fell for it.
Well, and of course, I mean, what do? They go after two of the most beautiful women on the planet first, just to make you really depressed, yeah. Right?
Sure, yeah, go hard.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Leroy, thanks a lot. Oh, yeah, can you imagine that? And you're about to go into battle. Oh, man, J-Lo just died. J-Lo's fine, by the way. So is Sofia Vergara at last check. But, yeah, if there are any like that you have that stick out in your memory, keep them coming in. 913-586-7798. We're just kind of looking over the text line on this as well. That's the other, I guess, the flip side of this. are the rumors that crop up about people who have in fact died, who now, you know, the rumors come out that they're still alive. Elvis, of course, being one of them. And somebody just texted in, I hope you're kidding, that says Coolio's not dead. He's hiding for tax purposes. I do love the reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but I'm pretty sure that, unfortunately, Coolio has indeed left the building. We'll go to Bob and Olathe to round out this half hour. Hey, Bob.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie Eddie and the Cruisers Part 2, or Eddie Lives?
I want to say I know I saw the first one, and I think I saw the sequel as well, but I don't remember much of it.
Oh, Part 2 was much better.
Was it really?
They were wondering whether or not Eddie was alive.
Okay.
And then he started a band without using his name, and his name was real famous. But, I mean, a great, great movie.
Okay, cool. I will have to check it out. Yeah, I love the way that they ended the first one, where you see the reflection in the, you know.
Exactly. That leads you into the second one.
Okay. All right, great. I'll put that one on the list for the weekend as well, Bob. Thanks. Yeah, fictionalized kind of version of the Elvis is dead rumors and things like that. But, yeah, it also made John Cafferty famous for about 15 minutes, so he got his. We'll take a timeout on that. We'll change some gears and get into some different areas of study right after the bottom of the hour. Traffic and weather for you coming up, and more of you and me and Jamie just ahead on 98.1 KMBZ.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We have lots to talk about, you and me, and John Grayson here with you, Jamie Monticelli alongside, kind of resting the voice as much as is humanly possible. But Jamie, I'm going to have to drag you in here one more time to do some talking about something because of the comment that you made about it. We saw this overnight, and the idea of making it, McDonald's is going to be doing this. They're making Happy Meals for adults. And I mean, that has been the prominent kids meal for the last 40 years because, you know, not only does the kid get the burger and the fries or now apple slices or whatever, but they also get the little toy. And some of those toys, I remember when they did the McDonald's Happy Meal version of Beanie Babies. And man, I have never seen more adults ordering Happy Meals in my life than when they had the Beanie Babies because they were right in the middle of the craze. But now they're talking about, I guess they're doing a merchandising deal with a brand that I'm not that familiar with. Colin, you may be. Is Cactus Plant Flea Market something you know about?
No. Okay. I've never heard of that.
Apparently, it's a clothing brand that Kanye West and Pharrell are into. And they sell, like, hoodies for $1,000. The day, look, I could win the lottery for $8 gazillion tomorrow. I am never in my life, as I am drawing breath right now, I am never spending $1,000 on a hoodie. It's never going to happen, but that's what they do, and good for them if they figured out how to do that. So they're doing that, and the deal is that you get your choice of either Chicken McNuggets or a Quarter Pounder instead of a regular hamburger, and you get, I guess, a bigger fries than the regular small fries, and you get a little plastic figurine of one of the classic McDonald's characters. So Grimace, Hamburglar, Birdie, and one special one that they're making that's tied into that Cactus Plant thing. Good luck, I guess. I don't know. I don't see the value at my age of getting a toy with my meal.
No, but am I the only person as a full-grown adult that shamelessly orders a Happy Meal, not for a child, yeah, but for myself.
For the kids you don't have, right?
Correct. That saves the toy for my friend's kids.
Oh.
But I just want sometimes a hamburger and a bitty fry, itty bitty fry.
Yeah.
And an itty bitty drink. And that's all I want.
I got that for Jen on my way home by request yesterday. Yeah. I didn't get her a happy meal. I just ordered her a cheeseburger and a small fries. But no, that makes all the sense in the world. And that's cute. I guess that's the curmudgeon that I am. I would never think, oh, someday I might see a child who would like this toy. No, I just get what I want.
Am I the only one that does that? There's no way I'm the only one that does that.
You can't be.
And do you feel bad? Like there's no kid in the car? do you feel like you have to do the apple slices or not Diet Coke?
Or
like,
can you
Diet Coke? It's not for a kid. It's for you, clearly.
All right, Colin, you ordering a Happy Meal?
Absolutely.
Really?
I will be attempting my best to collect all of these toys.
Oh, you want to go? Okay.
Oh, wow.
But do you ever get like a regular kid's Happy Meal?
No, because that I would have to get like four to fill me up. Like I've lost some weight. I'm still a big guy, so I eat a lot of food, and a Happy Meal just wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, you're also at least semi-athletic, so
stop.
Yeah, well, you're burning.
Don't say that.
You're burning calories.
I'm right? Blushing, John.
I go home and sit on the couch. So I don't have as many calories to burn, which explains a lot. But I know what you're saying. I had a friend actually who did the Happy Meal thing as a diet plan. For that reason. Not that it's diet food necessarily, but if you're normally pounding quarter pounders and you change to just getting the kids' meal, you're obviously cutting out a lot. So yeah, he did it and was pretty successful with it. But yeah, I don't know that. I mean, the McDonald's characters like that, the original, mm-hmm. I guess the original ones were Ronald, Grimace, Hamburglar. There was another one. Oh, the fish guy, Captain. It should tell you something that I can't remember his name, but yeah. They had one for the fillet of fish too. That was Captain something or other. So yeah, those things, those marketing campaigns were all over TV when I was a kid. So those mean something to me, but even at that, I don't know that I'm buying an adult Happy Meal.
I would just text me if you feel like you're ordering a Happy Meal and it's for you, that you have to somehow make something of that that's kid-like, like the drink or something like that.
Right.
Are you getting chocolate milk instead of a Diet Coke? I have a question about the price difference.
Yes.
I can't look this up online because every store is different, but is it cheaper to just do, like, what's the price difference between doing a Happy Meal? I don't think you can get a child-sized fry and a smaller drink, I think. So what's the price difference between a Happy Meal and just a hamburger, a small fry, and a small Diet Coke?
Yeah, if you just ordered that on your own as an adult. Yeah, boy, wouldn't it be funnier if it was cheaper to get a Happy Meal, even though you get the toy. So, yeah, we may be costing ourselves money, too. We'll have to look it up and check it out. I'll tell you what, we'll take a brief time out on that. We'll talk with Joanne Weeks from Ascendus Travel just ahead, find out what's going on in Florida and whether there were any plans you might be expected to change in the not-too-distant future, especially as concerns the Chiefs game. Stick with us. John Grace and Jamie Monticelli here with you on a Thursday afternoon on 98.1 KMBZ. Cleanup continues in Florida after, actually the bad weather is still covering a good portion of Florida, but cleanup continues along the southwest coast of Florida following Hurricane Ian's presence there yesterday. And we have online with us Joanne Weeks from Ascendus Travel to do a little talking about whether your plans need to change given the situation there. And Joanne, thanks again for joining us.
Hello, Jamie and John. Thank you for having me.
Always
I wish
a pleasure.
It was under different circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Well, let's start there. If you do get that message that says that the vacation you've had planned for months now is in jeopardy because of what happened with Hurricane Ian, what are your rights as a traveler and what can you expect from your airline or from the airport in your destination city?
Well, thank goodness the airlines have been very proactive and have been issuing travel waivers for several days for those areas that are going to be impacted. Waivers means that it gives you a pass, if you will, if you want to make alternate plans without any additional costs involved, or allowing you to just be a little bit more flexible with your travel time. Many of the airports in and around that area still remain closed. I just checked on them this morning. And until the actual damage is assessed, we just don't know. So again, being proactive yourself in if you haven't received any notification yet, hang tight. But also just, you might want to start trying to make alternate plans or just have a backup plan in mind.
If you can take us through the airports that are affected and how busy those airports generally are and how much of a mess this may be.
Well, so Tampa is probably the biggest, Fort Myers, and honestly, second is Orlando. Those are probably Tampa and Orlando are your big ones that handle the most volume right now. Those three I know that are remaining still closed. Again, until they can assess damage. They're also, though, because they are most likely Tampa and Orlando, the busiest, those are going to be the first to reopen, as far as just because of the volume of flights that they bring in and out. There are alternate, Florida having several alternate larger airports, people may have to get creative and drive or, going south down to either Fort Lauderdale or to Miami. They're still functioning. So again, it's just that west side of Florida and then also the interior area right now that's getting pounded.
Yeah, and it can be a little tricky to try to keep track of who's reopening when, because even we keep getting conflicting numbers. With Tampa, we had heard originally 9 a.m. on Friday was when they were going to reopen, then it was 10. Now one source is saying it may be noon on Friday. Right. And with Orlando, it's kind of gone back and forth from noon back to 10:30 Eastern time. So it's the kind of thing that even minute by minute, we're going to, over the next 24 hours, have to keep track of this because these times may move, yeah?
Right. Absolutely. Again, they're still right now, especially Tampa, they're still assessing the damage, and that's going to come into play whether some areas are flooded. Same thing goes with Orlando. Orlando's the one right now that is, still getting all of the weather. So it just really depends. I know years ago I flew in a day after Hurricane Charlie had hit the airport there in Orlando. And I remember walking in and there were blue tarps already over part of the terminal that I was walking through, but it was functioning. So, they will do what they can as quickly as they can, but you and I both know it's for them to shut down an airport. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. And Tampa will have been closed for 3 days by the time it reopens.
Absolutely.
When you say get creative, let's talk about those options for people who are not used to having to be creative with their travel plans. Talk through ideas there.
Well, changing your flights from Tampa or Orlando and utilizing whether it's Fort Lauderdale or Miami and driving, renting a car, train, all kinds of fun stuff. So again, just kind of stepping out of the norm. But at this point, if it's somewhere, if you're going in the immediate area anytime in the next week, I would not. Right now it's just whether I would say probably more so the Tampa area, that area, Fort Myers, they're going to be in recovery mode for quite some time. And so I just don't see having the capability of handling tourists if that's where you're planning on going as far as vacation. So I would be actively looking at rerouting your destination and going that direction. Orlando is, again, depending upon, it takes a lot for them to shut down the parks the way that they did. And there are still people that are vacationers that are there. They had to take cover. They had mandates of where they had to be checked in by, and they had to stay on site. But they were very, very clear in that anything that was being offered as far as food offerings, any kind of amenities like that would be extremely limited. So trying to prepare people if they were checking in, to be prepared. But again, those we see, they have plans in place for these parks. So I don't necessarily have as much concern there. as I do for the Gulf side, for the Fort Myers area, the Captiva, the Tampa. That area is just, it's just been hit so hard.
Yeah, and it's interesting too how you know, how fine that line can be, because earlier this morning we talked about this. I had some conversations with some friends of mine who live in Pinellas County, where we're going, you know, as of tomorrow night, if they don't cancel our flight, and they said we got missed, we got nothing, we got right. a little bit of rain, and we're talking right. about, you know, they're 20 miles maybe from Tampa.
Right, and see, that's the thing. It's kind of hurricanes, whereas this was really expansive. It was like, I want to say like 600 miles, I think is what I read. But it is, it's all goes about the wind gusts and where you're at, where you sit, as far as if you're low lying, if you're near a water source, things of that nature. You know, it just depends. I have a coworker that has a home right in the center. They were fine. Their house is fine, but neighbors, it's, you know, completely flooded and just, you know, it's very sad. So again, it's kind of no different, I guess, than our tornadoes here, that it's hit and miss. So, trying to be proactive, trying to get, information on where you're going, that obviously, if it's coastal, I don't know if you're seeing visiting friends, that's a different source. But if you're going to vacation, you know, odds are they're going to be inundated with calls. They're going to be inundated trying to just dig out at this point. So, again, I had a woman in today that she came in to make a final payment for her family's trip to her, Walt Disney World, and they're leaving in a month. And she said, do I make this payment? Do I not? And I, you know, as far as that goes, they're going to be very accommodating as far as if they're not going to, you know, want you to come if it's a subpar experience. So they're going to be very flexible in making, if you want to change dates and make alternate plans, they're going to understand, obviously.
The other thing I would be concerned about is just because you can get there, then right. you got to think about rental cars and the availability of Uber and the condition of your hotel and whether emergency workers can get out and whether hotel staff can get in. It just feels right. like if you can just give them some space for a bit, do it.
And I, exactly, I would mirror that. That's what I'm saying right now. You know, are there Uber drivers? You know, do people have, I mean, because again, rental cars, those are going to be probably going to people that have lost their cars, you know, as far as, you know, insurance goes, mm-hmm. You know, plans that people make with their insurance companies that they provide rental cars, things of that nature. It's just because I couldn't have said it any better, Jamie, and just because you can get there, you know, what's it going to be like when you get there? So again, best case, honestly, is to step back and kind of reassess, give them some time, and make alternate plans.
Excellent advice. And when it comes to things like trip insurance, obviously this is one of those places where it can come in very handy if you have it. How long do things like that take to take effect and to pay out and to cover you for what your expenses may be?
You know, the insurance companies obviously went through a lot in the last 2 years, and the flood of I shouldn't say flood. That was a poor term. The use of words, yeah. But the amount of claims that came through, it was slow. They have now since recovered that. And so they are good. They're eager to work with you again, depending upon, you know, some companies are better than others, but I had someone call this morning and say, hey, is it too late for us to add insurance? Yes, it is. If something's already been forecasted, it's too late. So this is why you really need to be proactive in getting that insurance either at the time that you book something or shortly thereafter. Usually there's a grace period of anywhere from 14 to 21 days as far as what it would cover. But again, this is a case in point that you would really want to have it, definitely.
And I'll just point out, if you're going to travel at all this weekend, the storm is heading up north and east. It's going to affect right. the Carolinas over the next few days. There will be ripple effects across the system from these flight cancellations.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, so many so many of these, you know, you have connections and in different cities, and it just, like you said, it just calls a ripple effect, and they're not going to have the volume to divert one way or the other. So it's going to be, rather than being delayed, they're probably going to be canceled. So again, just be mindful. Don't assume. And, you know, people keep asking about the game this weekend. You know, are they going to have it?
We have just got an update on that, actually, that we'll get to here. Yeah, they are. They are going to have it in Tampa.
They are. Okay. Well, there you go. See, that's the thing. It's just when something is so, just catastrophic like this, it's just, it changes. Things are changing minute by minute. So don't assume one way or the other. That's good news. So, just try and stay in the know. And, again, as I always say, and you guys probably get sick of me saying this, but pack your patience, because, you know, that's what we need right now.
You got it. All right. And if somebody made that mistake and didn't book their last vacation through Ascendus Travel, where do we send them to book the next one with you?
Well, ascendusvacations.com is our website, and we're happy to help. Like I said, it's times like this that kind of we come in handy.
Absolutely. Joanne Weeks, you always come in handy for us, and we so appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. Again, that Joanne Weeks, ascendusvacations.com. And we've got a couple of things to get you squared away with before we hit the top of the hour here and hand you off to Dana and Parks for the remainder of the afternoon. There is an event, and we got a call, as a matter of fact, earlier in the show from Garnett, Kansas. We hear from Garnett every so often. Not a huge town, but there was a time about 50 plus years ago when Garnett used to every year blow up in population from 3,000 to about 80,000 for one weekend. And it was time for the Lake Garnett Grand Prix. Well, it went away in the early 1970s. There were some problems, some issues that cropped up, and they just stopped doing it. And it's become one of America's most famous ghost racetracks. But next weekend, it's coming back, and it's been coming back on an annual, much smaller basis just lately. We'll square you away with some of the details on that. Jamie, rest your voice. We will talk much more with you again on tomorrow's program as well. Make sure you're on the radio for it as we hit the Friday show, 10 a.m. right here on 98.1 KMBZ.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.